Francisco, one of my favorite towns. Brought to you by Sam's Automotive. Joining me from Hunt Auctions, Jeremy Crafty. We are officially new best friends. You'll do all the procurement for of items, great pro football items for an auction that some of it's for charity, some of it's for, I'm sure, the athletes that are involved in all of this. Tony Dorsett, Gale Sayers will be here. I love me some Tony Dorsett. A lot of people don't. You're talking to Denver right now.
Right.
A lot of people in Denver remember he played for the Broncos. A lot of people outside of Denver were like, he played for the Broncos? Yes, he did.
Yep. Certainly, we're privileged to be working with Mr. Dorsett, Gale Sayers, and the NFL.
Tony's dad's here?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Tony's dad's here.
Mr. Dorsett.
Oh, okay. That was a joke.
Yeah, again, we're certainly privileged to be working with these fellows and with the NFL, as we do every year, to put on a great event. We've got about an 800-lot auction set up. Very, very cool stuff. Obviously, if your bidders can't make it down to see the stuff, they could always check it out online. And it's just a great event to be a part of.
Where would they go online?
That's huntauctions.com.
Huntauctions.com. And you will be doing it as part of the NFL experience?
Yep, we're set up over there.
About a half of it or two-thirds of it silent auction? And then out loud, how are you doing it?
So bidding has been going on.
800 items.
Yeah, it'll take a while. We actually have it split into 2 days.
I've run a lot of auctions as an auctioneer. 800 items would take you 9 hours.
It certainly will take us every bit of that. So we have a segment that will be going off on Friday, and then another portion that will be on Saturday.
Is it all autographed and comes with certificates of authenticity?
Yep, everything.
Are there some auctions that guys like me can afford, and then some, oh, my God, I got to own that item?
We run the whole gamut. There's things that will bring a couple $100 up to things that will bring $30,000, $40,000,
$50,000. Like what?
In fact, I brought some pieces with me for you guys to sort of check out. One of the lead items right now is a Johnny Unitas helmet from the 1960s.
Johnny Unitas, what's with the pimpy high tops, Johnny?
We actually have a pair of his high tops over there, too.
Friend of mine played at Louisville with Johnny Unitas, and knew him very well. I actually was at their alumni game. Johnny Unitas played at Louisville, for those of you who don't know. And Johnny was at the same table with us, a little table bigger than this, a banquet table kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And my friend, who knew Johnny well, said, because he was famous for wearing the black high tops when nobody would ever thought wearing high tops.
Yep.
He said, Johnny, what's with them pimpy black eye tops? And everybody got real quiet. And Johnny said, shut up, McFarland.
That's pretty funny. And if I'm not mistaken, I think they sort of, the league ultimately didn't want people to wear them, but they kind of grandfathered him in and let him wear them throughout his career. And we actually have a pair of those as well that were consigned by somebody who was a lifelong Baltimore Colts collector and knew Johnny very well, would hang out with him.
A lot of people don't realize it. Johnny Unitas was signed by the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he was beat out by a guy by the name of Jim Finks for the third quarterback job.
Huh.
And Jim Finks went on to be general manager of the Cubs and in baseball and all the other things. Not famous for being a football player. So Johnny went down the road and signed with Baltimore because he got cut by the Steelers.
Well, certainly worked out for the Colts, right?
Oh, my God. One of the best guys that ever play the game.
Yeah, and it's one of the very, very cool things about doing what we do is when you take this stuff and you put it up on display in an event like this, people that have no interest necessarily in owning it just love to come down and see it. And when they realize that they're looking at Johnny Unitas' helmet or his cleats,
unbelievable.
They're blown away. And it's really, really cool to see the
hard
kids.
Hard to believe. Could you imagine? You know what? There would be a lot less concussion. Would you hand me that? Yeah. I won't hurt it. If players were still wearing these things, there would be less concussions because people wouldn't lead with their helmets.
Right, you wouldn't.
Once they started making them into weapons.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing to see the difference in what's inside
this
that helmet
just,
to what they engineered.
This is just
today.
About this far right of leather helmets.
Yep.
What I'm holding my hand here. Doug, you got another one you can take care
of? And you mentioned leather helmets. We actually have a couple of those out on display, too.
Oh, you got my old helmet.
We have some real, real early ones, and then they were using.
What are your other items?
As far as what we brought here, something certainly would be relevant to your listener base there. This is a piece that's being sold on behalf of the NFL. And they benefit the Breast Cancer Awareness Campaign, Salute to Service, NFL Place 60, and a whole bunch of the different charitable arms of the NFL. And this is a Peyton Manning jersey from this season, game-worn, comes with documentation from the NFL. And it's really a unique venue where people have the opportunity to bid
on something
like this.
That's a game-worn, and has the indication that he was captain of the team when he wore that.
The Captain C patch, and in fact, that's done in pink. That
it is not signed, but it's certified game-worn, which is important.
Yep.
We're talking to Hunt Auctions, Jeremy Kraft with Hunt Auctions. You can go to huntauctions.com to look at some of those items. Can people can people bid online for this stuff?
Yep, you can bid online.
How can we do that?
Just go to the website, check it out. They'll get you registered. You can call the office if you have any questions. All the contact info would be up on huntauctions.com. And the other thing, too, whenever we do an event like this, there are people that sort of come out of the woodwork with something. A lot of people just want to know. They don't have interest in selling it. They just want to know, what is this? Is it real? How can I protect it? What can I do with it? And we're happy to answer any of those questions that people might have. Another and along those lines, as far as things that people sometimes just sort of have tucked away, and this is pretty neat. A different end of the value spectrum. So this is
don't tell me, because I could have gone to that game, and I said no, I'm not going to that Super Bowl one.
Super Bowl one ticket stub. My favorite part of this, the face value is $12.
Yes,
I mean, I don't think you could buy a.
I was in the Marine Corps at Camp Pendleton when they had it, and they had buses on main site on base. All you had to do is get on, they'd give you a game ticket and a program. Huh. And I said, oh, I don't want to go to that thing.
Unreal. You would have been at the first.
I would have had one of those myself. I'd have lost it along the way,
I'm sure. Now I wonder if you can buy a soda for $12 inside the Super Bowl.
Not